Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the podcast this week. We've got a lot to talk about. One thing that happened for us this past week was the pop-up shop we had at Lucky Brew. We got new iPhones in the studio right now. A great interview with Sean Bingham from Simply the Best Sports Podcast with over 15,000 followers on Instagram. So that was a really cool experience. An NFL analyst responded to me on Instagram, so that was really cool. And then a few things that are just really puzzling when you go and you DJ for a dance, any kind at all. We've got it all here today, so stick around, and we love having you. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you turn the volume all the way up and you're seated, because you're about to listen to the best radio show in all of New Mexico. This is All Sports Best with your hosts, Trey and Ruben. Okay, today's podcast includes Trey, Ruben, and Quincy. We're excited to be here and do this, or I am. I don't know about you guys. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good. It feels great to be back on the show.
Yeah, it's exciting. I like doing podcasts.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start off with a couple of experiences that we had in dances the past couple weeks. We booked it up for Spectrum DJ Service. If you guys need a dance played for, a Christmas party, anything like that, feel free to hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and I'll point you in the right direction. We've been doing a couple of dances. We did Snowball for the high school, and then we did a Christmas party for Carlsbad National Bank, and they were fun. But some things happened that I just don't get. And I'll start off, and I'll ask you guys, I want you guys to tell me what you think on that. I have my opinions, but I see a girl at the dance at Snowball. She's wearing a knee brace, and she's got heels on. That's a pretty bad combo, in my opinion. What do you think about that risk?
A knee brace and heels on. She's asking to be wearing another knee brace.
Right, exactly.
With two crutches.
Well, I think she's a high school girl. She's got to live, you know what I mean? You got to think, hey, this girl is going to go to Snowball once or twice in her high school career, and maybe she's a senior, and she's thinking, you know what? I want to go, and I want to have a good time. I want to dance, but I got to wear a knee brace. Well, maybe wear a longer dress. I don't know, at least to the knee. But, yeah, it was like if she just got through getting a torn ACL repaired or something, and yeah. Then, yeah, the heels – I guess it just completed her look.
Are lows that bad? Like, is it not, you know what I mean? Like,
nothing was going to stop her nut. She was going to have fun regardless.
She bought those heels way in advance. She's not going to wear anything else. I don't get it. Another trend that I saw, I didn't understand. I've never seen it before. There was a group of dudes all dancing in one group with no girls at the dance. So is that the new way? Like, is that kind of how it is?
Nah, I'm not ever sure when that became the thing to do. I'm just, that must be some new generation stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that myself. I think, you know, if you don't dance with a girl, then at least dance in a group where there's girls and guys.
In the general vicinity.
But if there's 10 or 12 guys just having a good time together, I get it. You want to have a good time with your homies or whatever, but at the same time, yeah, if you're not dancing with a girl, then I guess that's just the new way. I don't know.
Count me out on that. There's a spread of cookies, fruit, vegetables over there. So if there's not a girl to dance with, I'm going to go eat, and then I'm going to come back.
Grab some snacks.
Yeah,
huh?
If I get rejected, I'm going to go eat, and then there's my confidence. I'm going to come back stronger than ever. It's like Popeye.
Definitely.
Kids get crazy to Cardi B. Like, what is it about Cardi B that makes people just get up and dance?
Man, I want to give a shout out to Cardi B, honestly, just because she's from New York, man. She makes
she
makes some hype music, honestly. Like, yeah, I like it. It's pretty cool. I mean, it just gets you fired up, and it's, I guess, so many people haven't been hearing it from a female that's made such an impact that, I don't know, I tilt my hat to her. You know, she's been on a come up. I used to see her a while ago on like Instagram. She used to make just videos, just being herself. And I don't know, she's never been afraid to express herself. And I guess that's the part that I appreciate.
The next Nicki Minaj, what do you think?
Well, it's cool how social media can either make you big time or it can make you the other way. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I guess with her, it's just moved her up the chain, and, you know, and things are going well for her.
I'm running the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter for All Sports Best. Like, should I just do bad publicity to try to get attention? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? It seems like people are working
honestly,
that way. I'm not going to do it.
Honestly, I say just do a little bit of everything. Okay. Like, any idea you come up with, throw that on there. Even if it's just talking about music, a whole bunch of different things. Everybody has interest in a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Not too much of one, not too much of the other, and you never know.
I think somebody gave you a suggestion one time that you've got to try to post every day. Every day, you know, sometimes it's overkill when you see somebody and there's just multiple posts and you're like, oh my gosh, can you stop posting? But if you post every day, then it's in their mind and people are going to react to it. You know, maybe it would have been a good idea to post a picture of the group of 10 guys or the girl with the knee brace and, you know, some of that stuff. Yeah. And then you get that, you know, just where you say, what's wrong with this picture? Or yeah, you know, there was nothing going to stop this girl from getting out there and dancing to Cardi B.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. Is that like means for a lawsuit? You got to ask people, can I post this up on? Of course, we're not that big. But when we get to that point, it's like, all right, now we're going to start asking people. I don't know if you guys knew about what was that movie with Sacha Baron Cohen? It's Bruno. Do you remember that movie, Bruno? It was like
Dang, that movie's real familiar. I don't remember what exactly it's about.
Yeah, it was about like he lived in another country and it was like, I don't know, he came to America. It was a weird movie, but basically they would like contact like U.S. officials and stuff like, hey, be on this movie. We're just going to interview you. And they would just go like haywire on the videos, you know, and be stupid. Yeah. And then they would have to like just react. Well, they would post that and they got sued multiple times for, you know, defamation or like at least even having them on the movie because they didn't approve it. Uh-huh. So that's like that's where we're headed. That's exactly where
I think
where
maybe
we're
you
headed.
Just don't show their face. You know what I mean? Show them from the neck down.
No face, no case. Huh?
Then, yeah. Then it's like, well, that could be anybody.
Yeah, no,
this
exactly.
This isn't even in Carlsbad.
Yeah. Next thing, last thing with the whole students part of things as far as Snowball goes, people were walking by the speakers, you know, At a dance, you expect the speakers to, like, I don't know if they expect them to be quiet when they walk by. I don't know, but they'd walk by and then they'd hold their ears and look at me like they were mad. Like, hey, why'd you just do that to my ears? Like,
so they're literally walking in front of the speakers
right in front
and covering their ears.
Well, they would walk in front of the speakers and then it, like, the music would hit them and then it'd be like, ow, that hurt.
Common sense would tell you not to go stand right in front of something that's producing sound.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you need? Your decibel meter or something?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think that they were missing it. Yeah. I think they were like, hey, that was on my keychain, and then it's not here anymore. I don't know what happened there.
But what I thought was even crazier than that was we had the table a little bit away from the wall, and people were trying to go behind us to go to the other side of the dance. I mean, there was probably maybe 2 feet of space, you know what I mean? And they would go by, and we'd look at them like, what are you doing? Yeah, yeah, it's like, are you not knowing that we're doing this dance here and you can go around?
All it takes.
Maybe they just didn't want to hear the speakers.
Yeah, maybe that's why. I don't know. But all it takes is one trip, one kick, and the system goes down and we're like, hey, thanks. You know what I mean? Like, people don't get that. It's like, oh, there's no consequences to my actions. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. We had a Christmas party this past weekend, like I said before, Carlsbad National Bank. And I don't know. I'm not going to call anybody out. Kind of am by doing it, but I mean, like, there's women that go out on the dance floor and like they're like dancing, like, you know, out by themselves. Like, do not let your woman dance by herself. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
like, if she's out there and she's by herself, you got to either step up. If she asks you to dance, how are you letting your girl just dance?
Exactly,
by herself?
Yeah, you can't let her down. You got to step up to the plate. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, you may not want to dance. You can't have her dancing by herself. You know what I mean? You got to bite the bullet and go do what you don't want to do.
Yeah, just
if there's a group of, you know, like there was at sometimes 7 or 8, 10 girls, then they're just having a good time. Okay, the guys can sit around and have a drink and enjoy their time together. But the girl was by herself out there dancing.
Nobody else on the dance floor.
The DJ actually called her husband out and he just looked at him like, sorry.
Wow. He tried to save him. Like, hey, bro, you better come get her before somebody else comes and picks her up.
Exactly. No, it doesn't. It's interesting. And I don't understand all of people. Obviously, I'm not a psychology major. But I mean, in that case, like, I'm never going to let KK just dance by herself. You know what I mean? She's out there. It's like, you know, hey, she's calling for help, basically. No, you don't just let that happen.
Okay, the other thing that gets to me as a pet peeve is when somebody comes up and says, hey, can you play this song? Or can you play this type of music, whatever they want played? And then they go back and you play it, and then they just stand there.
Like, you asked for this song, you're supposed to, you're supposed to go have fun. This is your request.
Go dance something, but don't just stand there and go, okay, good, he played what I want him to play. No, that's the last time you're getting something played for you. I don't care what you want to hear.
Exactly.
When you come back up, it's like, sorry, dude.
Sorry, yeah. You're not, you're not helping the vibes around get any better. It's, okay, yeah, you made a request. I mean,
in the
vibes stay the same, you know? So
too many requests that happen that way. And you know what? Every now and again, that request that the guy or girl doesn't dance to is like the biggest bomb. Like, you just, you play it and it's like, there's nobody out there dancing. You just want to fade it out. You end up fading it out. That's the worst. Now, we had a conversation. Sorry, did you have something?
No, I was just going to say, the only thing that can save you as a DJ, this is just from personal experience, is you go, okay, this song is by special request. That way, if nobody goes out there, then you've got a chance to give them
to cover yourself.
Yeah, to cover yourself. Right.
Yeah, seriously. No kidding. We had a last thing about the dance. I'm wearing casual shoes, jeans. So I'm like the only one there wearing casual shoes and jeans. Like, I didn't mean to do that, but we were in kind of a rush, honestly. And then we're talking about, like, well, what if I had to go to the bathroom right now? Everyone would know, like, every dude that walked through would see, this dude's the only guy wearing casual shoes. I can't go to the bathroom there. You know what I mean? Have you ever, and that's something that we talked about too. Like, if you wear the freshest kicks out anywhere, you can't go to the bathroom because everybody knows who you are. Like, you're the only one wearing those shoes. Those are exclusives, and I see them under the stall.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, I see where this is going. I was thinking
that's
something
kinda
completely
dirty,
different.
Like that.
That's
sorry.
Funny.
Yeah, maybe you take a pair of dress shoes just to go to the restroom. That way when someone says, was that you in the restroom? No, dude, I've got Vans on. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and otherwise you got to bring a disguise shoes.
That couldn't be me. Exactly.
That's a good one.
In other news, Ron Jaworski messaged me on Instagram. I was super pumped about that. Let me bring up the quote here. But do you guys... you guys know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. The ex-quarterback of the Eagles from like the 70s.
Well-respected NFL former NFL player.
So he was – the reason I know him is because I've seen him on ESPN. Like, I mean, I didn't watch him play football, obviously. Mm. But, I mean, it's cool to see that. And his name on Instagram is Jaws ESPN. So he goes by the nickname Jaws. I asked him, hey, Ron, any advice for an up-and-coming – radio show / podcast? And he said, do it and have fun. People will listen, and the more they listen, the better the show possibly can grow to a station or network one day. Happy holidays, Jaws. I was like,
wow,
floored. And so I just put thank you with like the praying hands, because I'm like, dude, that's like high praise, you know?
Yeah,
awesome to hear that. Definitely. You know, if you could be if you could have somebody respond to you, any athlete, who would it be? I'll direct this to Ruben first.
Just off the top of my head right now, I'd probably say Kobe Bryant. That's
so no reasoning, just Kobe Bryant. Bye.
Well, I mean, because he was he was a great player, and I'm a Lakers fan, and yeah, that's why.
Honestly, I'd probably say Brett Favre. I mean, that may sound a little like, I don't know, where'd that come from, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. He just shows you like how to be relentless. Like, that's, you look at Brett Favre, you know, he's a competitor. Like, he's beat every challenge he's faced, and I don't know. That's longevity, and I love it.
No kidding. A little bit more luck that we had.
Wait. What about you?
Oh, me?
Yeah. Who would you?
Ron Jaworski?
No. That's exactly who. No. Shoot, man. Right now, I'm in the whole podcast thing. I have to say Pat McAfee, because he's like the best to do it right now. He's the Pat McAfee show. I don't know if you've heard of it. Barstool Sports.
Barstool Sports. Definitely Barstool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that guy kills it. Yeah. He cusses on his, I don't care. I love it. Just his humor's great. He's like a comedian. He used to be a punter for the Colts. Like,
oh wow. That's crazy.
He legit quit
that.
His job as a punter, making millions of dollars probably.
So he played with Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah, he did.
Everybody did.
Yeah. He's been on everybody's played with him at one point or another, at least met him. But yeah, so that would be probably my dude. As far as athletes go, Ken Griffey Jr. Can't be.
Yeah. No, you can't go wrong with that.
No, exactly. But we had a little bit of luck on the podcast, or at least on Instagram. A podcast called Simply the Best Sports Podcast, hosted by Sean Bingham. And he was kind enough to stop by and, you know, grace us with a little bit of an interview here. So I'm going to play that interview here for you. So tell me what you think. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to All Sports Best Radio. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and we have a special guest on today. His name's Sean Bingham, and he runs and hosts the Simply the Best Sports Podcast. And Sean, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. This is fun, you know? Yes. Usually I'm on the other end of this, but it's kind of I feel kind of cool to be the one getting interviewed, you know? So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, you really picked up a lot of steam. I've noticed on Instagram you have 16,000+ followers. How did you get that attraction and get that following?
I wish it was even bigger, but just posting consistently. In the early days, I did a bunch of collaborations with other big sports people, you know, sports design people, sports poster people.
Okay.
So we do kind of cross shout outs and stuff, but. I guess just keeping it consistent, posting a bunch, and trying to do interactive things that are either going to make people laugh and tag their friends or get in a heated debate over something. That usually brings in a lot of interaction and therefore followers.
Okay, so, I got you. What is the biggest interview that you ever had?
The biggest interview that I've had, I would probably say, is Craig Bowlerjack. There's been a few that come to mind, but Craig Bowlerjack, he's the voice of the Utah Jazz. He's their play-by-play announcer.
Wow.
And I had him on for like 2 hours. I interviewed him for about 2 hours.
How'd you do that?
Honestly, I just hit him up on LinkedIn, sent him a message, and he responded and was totally cool.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, talked to him about the NBA Top 100. When ESPN came out with like their 100 greatest players of all time, we like dissected that thing, and we talked about Jimmer Fredette because this was a couple years ago when Jimmer was looking like he might not make it in the NBA, and it was like kind of everybody was confused by that, I guess.
Right.
But I've also interviewed Brian Keel. He played in the NFL for a couple years for the Giants and the Redskins. He was in the NFL for 5 or 6 seasons, I think. That was a fun interview. So. I haven't done a ton of big interviews, but those two come to mind as like some pretty cool ones that I was pretty stoked about.
Well, we were talking earlier, and you said you're from Orem, Utah, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so...
40 minutes south of Salt Lake.
Okay, awesome, yeah. And I've been there. I told you that before. It's a really, really nice place. I guess one of the things that might have helped you along your way has been maybe the company that you run or you own or... How does KZ Gear come into play?
So KZ is a company I started about 4.5 years ago, and we just, you know, sold sunglasses and we introduced beanies. It was just kind of a brand.
Right.
I actually sold that company, though, 6 months ago to a private equity group in Cleveland, but I sold it. And it didn't really... It didn't have anything to do with sports, but it did help me just understand how to market things online and stuff like that. So, I mean, you could say that the skills I learned doing that, it helps me, and I'm using those same skills in, you know, trying to get a podcast going and stuff like that.
Do you have a and then I'll get off kind of get off topic because you said you sold that, so I guess I can't ask much more on that. But do you have a favorite MLB team?
Yeah, the Washington Nationals. So I'm originally from the D.C. area as a kid, so I'm a diehard Redskins fan, and I'm a big Washington Nationals fan. I'm not a fan of the Wizards. It was never really in my wheelhouse as a kid, and then I moved to Utah, and so I'm a Jazz fan.
Okay.
The Redskins and the Nationals are my teams.
Okay, so what we wanted to introduce on this, because you do run a sports podcast, we like to ask questions on sports as well. One of the biggest topics, even though it's not in season, is baseball. Giancarlo Stanton's going to the Yankees. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Like, when I saw it, I thought, man, Major League Baseball needs to, like, do something to stop this trade from happening. That's just not how Major League Baseball's set up. But now you've got 111 home runs from last year between two guys who are on the same team. That's a lot of firepower. So... I still think the Yankees need another ace pitcher before they're really going to be the favorites to win the World Series. But, man, to add the NL MVP to the AL Rookie of the Year, the two home run kings of Major League Baseball are now on the same team. That's That's incredible. That's like if Sammy Sosa had gone and joined Mark McGwire,
right?
You know, back in '98, it's unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you feel that pitchers are gonna approach the new Yankee lineup if, let's just say, they put them back to back?
Well, I mean, that's just the thing. Like you, I mean, I guess if one of them happens to be slumping or something, you know, maybe you choose to pitch to him. But you can't pitch around those guys now because, you know, in some lineups where you've just got one of them, you know, you've only got Giancarlo Stanton, you know, maybe then you can pitch around him. You can kind of make other guys beat you. But with the Yankees now, it's not even just those two. They've got several other guys that can hit the ball and hit it deep. And so I don't know how pitchers are going to beat them other than to just try and actually beat them. My guess is there's going to be a ton of home runs hit next year, and the only way to beat the Yankees is going to be to outscore them.
Right, absolutely. And then what do you think about the Angels' new acquirement from Japan?
Yeah, that actually, that was very cool, and that jumped them. I was looking this up the other day. I can't remember the exact number, but it jumped them from, I want to say it was like 80-1 odds to win the World Series. It jumped them all the way up to 30-1.
Dang. So just one.
One guy. I mean, you watch the playoffs, man. If you have an ace pitcher that is like an unhittable kind of guy, it makes a world of difference. It can win you two games in a best-of-seven series.
Yeah.
So it's actually more valuable than hitting is, in my opinion.
So they came out and said that they're very open to him playing both sides of the ball, which is basically unheard of in the MLB to do consistently throughout a season. Do you think that they're really going to do that, or do you think that they kind of let him on and they might just, you know, get him on the team and do something else?
Yeah, you know, if I'm being totally honest, I don't know. I would imagine that they won't actually, you know, follow through with that as much, just because it's not really the major league way. But maybe they do. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, because either way, I mean, he obviously has been known as like the Babe Ruth of Japan. So whatever you bring to the team, it's going to make it a lot better. Angels haven't had a whole lot of luck the past couple years, so I guess there is a little bit
no,
of a
they
difference.
Haven't. That big, you know, Albert Pujols going there years ago was like such a big deal, and it's yielded nothing for them. It's
right.
Kind of bizarre, actually.
Absolutely. So my last question for you, we're going to jump over to NFL because I know that you touch a lot on NFL.
What?
Is Antonio Brown the best player in the league as of now?
Right. Yes. Yeah, and I apologize for the break there. Yes, Antonio Brown, I actually mentioned this on my podcast today. Outside of quarterbacks, he is far and away, because quarterbacks have the biggest impact on a game. You can't win a Super Bowl if you don't have a good quarterback. You don't always necessarily have to have a great quarterback, but you better have a pretty darn good one.
Right.
But outside of quarterbacks, no one has a bigger impact on games than Antonio Brown. Defenses can be completely keyed on him, and that guy will still go off. He'll still find a way to catch 10 passes. He'll still find a way to get over 100 yards. He usually finds a way to get into the end zone. And it's not abnormal for him to have 200-yard games, multiple touchdown games. In clutch situations, somehow, some way, he gets open and gets it done. To me, he's far and away the biggest, best playmaker in the NFL. And he might even be the front runner for MVP this year.
It's insane.
The guys that we thought were going to be, like Carson Wentz, well, now he's out with an ACL injury. There's no way he's going to win MVP. There was all this Alex Smith talk early in the season. Well, that's completely garbage now because
right.
They lost 6 or 7 games. And, you know, so then it comes down to like, okay, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, great players, very deserving. But, man, if AB is not at least in the conversation, that's a mistake because that guy is a huge playmaker. Like, to me, the talk of like Julio Jones or Antonio Brown is laughable. To me, it's that big of a gap between the two.
That's crazy.
Antonio Brown every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sean, I know you have to go. I really appreciate you being on, guys. This was Sean Bingham from Simply the Best Sports Podcast. Do you have any final words?
No, thanks for having me on, and we should do this again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Sean.
Yep.
Really cool dude. Nice to have him on the podcast. As a matter of fact, I edited it out, but he actually paused for about a minute to like talk to some kids or something. So I was like, wait, dude, what? But it was kind of cool because he was like, hey, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, he's just a super nice guy. And it's cool to see, you know, a podcast to kind of, you know, lend a hand, I guess, by taking that interview. But, you know, after that last question, I'm going to ask you guys that same question. Is Antonio Brown the best player in the NFL right now?
I mean, the numbers talk. So if they're better than everybody else, I mean, that simply answers the question. I mean, that's literally right there. I mean, you can't go against the numbers. That's like going against the grain.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I just think he's makes it look so easy. And I think that's probably the best thing you can say about him. It's like effortless. You know what I mean? I mean, I can think of a couple other guys that are pretty darn good, but like you said, the numbers, you know, don't lie, and you know, he's doing it well. And of course, it's nice being a Steelers fan. Hopefully he'll keep it up through the Super Bowl.
How insane would it be though? I mean, if I'm putting myself in his shoes, it's like, okay, you've already reached the NFL. You've been at the top of your game, but now teams literally game plan. And like he said before, they literally game plan against him. Like, cover this dude, be glue. And then we need help over the top. And he still you can't stop
beats
him.
Their coverage. Yeah. Yep. That just shows you
still freak, putting up fantasy numbers.
A freak of nature.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what helps him too is you've got Le'Veon Bell, you've got Roethlisberger, you've got other
Juju Schuster.
Yeah, and then you've got the other guy.
Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, Bryant. So, I mean, you've got a lot of weapons, which makes it easier, but it just seems like every time they pass it to him, like he's wide open. You know what I mean? Like if,
he finds
oh, like wait, no one's wait, here. Who's yeah. guarding Brown? It's just
yeah.
nuts.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was, I guess that's kind of the question on the NFL right there, but do you guys have any Christmas shopping going on? Anything that you guys take care of? You guys got more Christmas shopping to do?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to take a trip back to New York, back to the hometown.
Ah, nice.
So I'm all kinds of excited.
That's cool.
Yeah, probably go to El Paso.
That's where you go. One of the latest things to come out, Derrick Rose evaluated his future after getting injured again. I mean, it just happens over and over. He got injured in October, but, you know, after rehabbing so many times, you know, a lot of people are like, dude, you're making so much money. Why are you even considering leaving?
Yeah.
But, dude, when you're literally just sitting on the bench, you know, you're collecting a check. That's great. But to feel like you're just ineffective so many, you know, so much percent out of every single year you've played.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of toll does that take on your mind?
That sucks. His career, I mean, he came out dominant. And just injury after injury after injury. I mean, Derrick Rose is a hell of an athlete. Like, look at the things he was doing when he originally came out. For some reason, he just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. Most explosive player to ever, like, grace a basketball court, you think?
He's up there. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are like afraid to say it. I
think he had the potential to be. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah,
injury free for 10 seasons or something. Yeah, he could have done some great things. But yeah, I just feel bad for the guy. And I think, you know, being athletic and being a competitor, you just think, you know what? I gotta keep trying because, you know, I'm only as good as my next. Is my next contract.
Go watch his highlights, guys. I'm serious. Like, he
unreal
had the most explosive hops, you know, cuts, crossovers out of anybody I've ever seen. And of course he got hurt, and I think that's a good reason why. You know, he was like testing his knees limits out. You know, all of his joints were just like taking a beating every single game. You see Kyrie, I think that's why he's so impressive. He can cross the dude and he makes it look like it was just done, like, you know, with
so
grace.
Natural. Yeah.
Derrick Rose would be so like rugged on his body. It was just like boom, 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 and then just explode to the basket. And it's like,
couldn't take you, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if he would have continued to go, could you imagine? Like, MVP, MVP, MVP.
Something, I mean, just how you're saying, Kyrie, man, he looks like a yo-yo when he's dribbling. It's unreal.
It is. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'd compare him to like Allen Iverson, but I mean, I think he leads his team right now. He's leading his team a little better. I mean, obviously, Allen Iverson led his team for long enough.
But AI is AI.
yeah, exactly. And everybody's going to talk about him. But Kyrie, dude, like, just what he's been doing right now. And then when he was on the Cavs, like, they were so much better with him, you know, on the court than whenever he was either hurt or just, like, taking a breather, whatever. Yeah. Okay. So now we'll move on to something that happened this past weekend. Last Saturday, we went to the Lucky Brew for the Christmas Shopping Expo. I think there was every single booth just women, right? Wasn't it, Ruben?
Yeah. Yes, there was.
It was like lotions, makeups, blankets, clothes, all of that. I think it was cooking and all of everything that you could think of for like women to shop
like
for.
Mister for, remember, right. For smell, the different, I don't know what it was, like a vaporizer thing. And
yeah.
Yeah, there was everything except for us. We were the only guys and it was okay.
Yeah, we did well. We sold like, I think we ended up getting out there double digit shirts. So that was nice. I'm not going to say how many double digits. Yeah. I'm just going to say double digits. It sounds bigger.
It was a lot of shirts.
Yeah, like.
And yeah, so we're going to have to replenish. But yeah, if you hadn't got your shirt, you better get one while they last.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a cool, interesting, different thing that we've been able to do, different event. And, you know, shout out to Lucky Bull for letting us do that. And, of course, big shout out to our sponsors, Constructors, Inc., Rugged Trade, Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream and More, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Albertsons Market for helping us, obviously, always, and kind of keeping us going on every little event that we do. Q, you're rocking the latest iPhone right now. How is it, dude? How is it?
Honestly, this iPhone's pretty cool. The iPhone X, 256 gigs. I can literally
record. Dang, no way.
Literally record a movie on it. The camera is unreal. Gosh. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not big on selfies, but I had to try out the selfie camera and it has like some unreal effects. Like,
so did you do it just to do the selfie or did you do it for the facial recognition thing? Because I know that's one of the things, right?
Yeah, no, the facial recognition, it's crazy. You just look at your phone and it'll unlock because it'll pick like it's you. Like, yeah, we know it's you. You're safe to enter the phone. Yeah, so it's crazy. I like it. It's a little bit heavier, and I once again I had the 7 plus, so I don't know, it's smaller than that, but the screen is essentially bigger than that, so I don't know, it takes some getting used to. No home button, but after about a day or two you just get used to the gestures that you'd have to do. So
I got you.
Nothing you couldn't pick up in a couple days.
I'm on the less impressive new iPhone train. I got the same phone that I had for a while, the iPhone 6S, because mine's messed up. If you saw the last live video post on ASB from the Lucky Bull pop-up thing that we did, like, I'm sorry because it's so cloudy. Like, you can't hear me right. Like, I tried my best. I couldn't do any on any other phone, but, you know.
It's like the Buffalo Colts game?
Yeah, exactly. It looked like I was snowy. In snow. Exactly. So yeah, we did that, and so now I got a new phone. I'm hoping to do something better with it, do some new videos and stuff. We'll be doing videos. You guys will see us out there. Any last topics from you guys? Nothing?
No, I just want to tell everybody, give me a follow on Twitter at LQVassar. Same thing for Instagram, and my name is Lord Quincy Vassar, so you can add me on Facebook.
This dude's verified. Like, if you follow him, like, you're up there.
Gonna take you to another level.
Exactly.
That's what we're hoping to do.
Message that dude. Like, ask him questions that we can talk about on the website. He'll be one of the first verified accounts that will ever respond to you. Like, how sick is
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Yeah. Hit me up. I'm a nice person. I don't bite.
Ruben?
Nothing. I got nothing else to say. Had a good time.
All right, and guys, get that Christmas shopping done. You can find merch on allsportsbest.com. Don't act like your wife, husband, kid doesn't want one. They want one, so go and buy it. Exactly. So and follow us, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So that's all I got to say. Have a great night or day or whenever you're listening to this. It's the podcast. We love having you guys, so share it for us.
Happy holidays.